Corner ball from the left-hand side now for FC United. Foster to take it. 19 minutes on the clock. 0-0 the score currently. But it's been all FC United in this first 20 minutes or so. Ball cleared. Only as far as Luke's. Back out to Foster on the left-hand side. Cross comes in. First time towards the back post. Oh, Chambers. Chambers. That was brilliant. I'll tell you what. First time ball in from Foster. Looping ball. And as soon as that ball was in the air, you knew exactly what Kirsty Chambers was going to do. She didn't let it bounce, ladies and gentlemen at home, boys and girls. She wellied it on the volley. And it was a beautiful finish, Paul, and well deserved there by FC United. And goal, I'm going to say it now, that's goal of the season right there.
And it was the way she kept it down as well, wasn't it? That was the key.
Cleared by Davis, who gets it to Marsh. Marsh to Greenall in the centre circle. Greenall out to the left-hand side. Finds Carrington. Carrington now launches the ball, and there's a number of players onside here. One of them's Chambers. Chambers rounding the goalkeeper. And a fabulous, fabulous finish once again there from Kirsty Chambers. And on 29 minutes, it's a bit more comfortable now for FC United. 2-0, Paul, and thoroughly deserved.
Well, the high line for the offside was undone really dramatically there, and Kirsty just skirted round the keeper and from the wide angle put it in with a bit of aplomb, I would say.
Foster now. Foster launches a ball over the top there and fields is in acres of space on the right-hand side of Akwita's penalty box. In it comes towards the penalty spot. It breaks, finds McCarrick on the edge of the box, finds Chambers in loads of room. And that is a hat-trick for Kirsty Chambers on 32 minutes. And, well, that's Kirsty Chambers has come to the party, Paul, as you rightly pointed out earlier.
Well, somebody had to do the goal-scoring mantle with Jess Battle going off early, injured, and a quick-fire hat-trick here, 32 minutes, and Accrington are really being put to the sword here early in this second half, in this first half. Jess McCarrick.
Oh, McCarrick out towards the left-hand side. The ball goes to O'Gara. O'Gara now on a right foot. Tries to find Chambers, who's onside. Can she round the goalkeeper? Can Chambers make it four? She can, you know. It's 4-0 and it's four goals for Kirsty Chambers on 37 minutes, Paul.
Well, another devastating finish.
Chambers takes the throw-in quickly, gets it to O'Gara. O'Gara plays it square to Foster. Foster there, nutmegs the defender, gets it to McCarrick. McCarrick beats two players and surely he's lining up a shot. No, plays the ball back to Foster, who nonchalantly, I'm going to say meant that.
I think she did.
Places it, let's say, it rolled, beyond the goalkeeper's reach.
Rolled slowly over the line.
And crept over the line. And with 4 minutes played in the second half, it's as you were, it's now 5-0. Accrington passing the ball about in their defensive third again. And Fields pounces. Fields finds Chambers on the edge of the box. Chambers!
Oh!
That's a peach of a finish. Right underneath the crossbar. And FC United make it 6. 12 minutes into this second half. Kirsty Chambers there with her fifth goal, and that was unstoppable really, Paul, wasn't it?
Sloppy piece of defending to gift Cara Fields the ball, but she found Kirsty Chambers, and Kirsty's the kind of player that says, oh well, thanks very much, I know exactly what I'm going to do with this.
And we've got 66 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park, and Foster's been, not to jinx or anything like that, but very good at penalties this season. Foster lines up and it goes underneath the goalkeeper, and well, it's 7-0. McCarrick, who's left of centre, midway into Accrington's half, out to his left hand side now, finds Carrington, who's looking to go towards the byline, beats at one player, cross comes in towards the back post, not enough on that cross, and it's comfortable in the end for the goalkeeper for Accrington. He rolls it out straight to Yvette Lukes. That's not the player you want to give the ball to. Lukes breaks.
Oh,
bottom corner,
solo effort.
And on a return back to the club, 26 minutes into the second half, the score is now 8-0. Yvette Lukes there with the eighth, Paul.
No hesitation from Yvette Lukes. Picked the ball up from a poor goalkeeping clearance, just drove through the penalty area and picked a spot.
Marsh now plays the ball infield, midway into FC United's half. Here's Foster now. Foster moving forward into the centre circle she goes, plays the ball through there, finds Cara Fields in a bit of space, who turns, the pass ricochets and finds Chambers. Chambers now only body in the penalty area, in a red shirt. All she had in front of her was the goal and a couple of players to her right hand side. She opts for the shot. The goalkeeper had no chance, in off the post. Two hat tricks for Kirsty Chambers and 9-0, Paul.
Well, poor keeper there just stood and watched it, and it just again, it just rolled against the post quite leisurely and dropped in. But
well, that's on 76 minutes now, and I think the game's beyond all doubt now, Paul, where the 3 points are heading this afternoon.
And the player of the match is still in doubt.
We can't give it to Kirsty Chambers, Paul. It's too obvious. Fields lays it off there. That's great stuff. Finds O'Gara. O'Gara back out to the right-hand side to Lukes. Lukes now looking to drive forward. Gets it to O'Gara. And Lukes was caught off the ball there. But it looks accidental. Play continues. Foster to Chambers. Chambers back to Foster. Foster looking out towards his left-hand side. No. Opts to check back in field. Foster finds O'Gara on the edge of the box. Nice skill from O'Gara. Opens up a body. Shot comes in.
Oh.
Over the goalkeeper's head. And Kate O'Gara on 77 minutes, Paul. And, well, it's 10-0, Paul.
But we're up to now 6 for Chambers, 2 for Foster, 1 for Lukes, 1 for O'Gara.
And now a 1-2 there with Fields. Fields gives it back to McCarrick. McCarrick still with the ball. Finds Chambers. Chambers! Still with Chambers! It's 7 goals for Kirsty Chambers. And I suppose we're going to have to give him man of the match, Paul. 11-0 the score now on 81 minutes. 5 minutes left to play here at Broadhurst Park. It's a penalty for FC United. Foster to take it. And Foster on a hat-trick here. Can she get her hat-trick from the penalty spot? Foster steps up. She can. With 85 minutes gone here at Broadhurst Park, the score is now FC United and Manchester 12. Accrington girls and ladies nil. Kirsty Chambers with 7 goals. Foster with a hat trick.
Poor keeper's not in a hurry to get on her feet either, and she's really had enough.
Yeah, so let me give you those stats of home goals scored. Kirsty Chambers this afternoon, 7. Sir Tom Finney, 6. Accrington girls, 6. Penrith, 6.
That's all season, by the way.
That's all season, yeah. And just at home, I should say. They have scored, obviously, some away goals too. But you get the point. Throw-in taken by Marsh. It's Foster now. Foster looking out towards his left-hand side. Lovely ball. Finds Carrington. Carrington now driving it towards the byline. She goes, crosses this ball into Chambers. And 92nd minute. FC United have made it 13-0. Kirsty Chambers with her 8th goal.